Hey everybody, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever, wherever you are. Welcome to another quick episode of the Witching Hour podcast. I am your host, as you should know by now. And my name hasn't changed, so I'm not even gonna bother telling it to you anymore. I am here to discuss October's release from 2023. I'm a little bit late with this. My apologies again. Dark Harvest. The movie is now being shown on Amazon Prime streaming and is free. If you have not seen it, please do so. Monday night, I believe it was, I watched the film. Yesterday, pondered it. Today, I am talking to you about it. Okay, so I'm just going to jump right into it. 1962 to 1963, so the film takes place over 1 year's period of time. I did my math there. Small town USA, Midwest. The tags actually say Land of Lincoln, so if you know any history and location-wise, that is Illinois, even though the film turns out to have been filmed in Ottawa in Canada. So why the Illinois tags is beyond me. Like I said, very, very small town. Gorgeous setting actually. It's kind of one of those, it's got like two major intersections and everything surrounding the entire town is nothing but cornfields. In the town, out of town, no matter where you go, you are surrounded by cornfields. So yeah, kind of like Children of the Corn. But it's your typical Midwest feel, if you know what I mean. If you've been out there, you do travel through a lot of farmland, a lot of corn into these very small rural towns. So the basis is a group of teenage boys are locked away by their parents in their own rooms for 3 days. No food, no water. No, nothing. They are brought to the point of insanity in their room to be set free on Halloween night to destroy, hunt, seek, find, kill a creature that arises from the cornfields, comes to life, and its mission is to make itself to the town church by midnight. So these boys must find it and destroy it by midnight. If this creature, that is what it was his name, Sawtooth Jack, which is basically an elongated man body with a jack-o'-lantern head. Pretty damn cool looking, actually. Some of the special effects that they do to the character throughout the movie are really, really cool. Anyhow, back to the storyline. If he makes it back to the town church by midnight, the town will be engulfed in a natural disaster. So this is kind of a ritual that they do this every year. The winner, again, these boys are, they're like drooling at the mouths. They're ready to eat your neighbor's dog if it sees it running across the street. They are so wound up that they're given weapons, baseball bats, crowbars, whatever they can find to terrorize this town in hunt of Sawtooth Jack. Now in doing so, Sawtooth Jack is not just some harmless little guy prancing through the streets. He is very vicious, attacks, destroys anybody in his path, ripping heads off, ripping bodies in half, blood splatter everywhere. So it's a fair fight, even though it's a couple hundred to one. Once the boys find them, destroy them, his body is actually full of candy because it is Halloween night. So the winner is actually honored by the town. There is a midnight dance. His family is given a brand new home, a very luxurious home. The parents are given a brand new car, and then the boy is also handed the keys to a brand new 1960 whatever Corvette that you see him driving out of town. You never see the person again, except for an occasional postcard from New Orleans. Word is that he was last heard from in California. He's seeing the world. Keep that in mind. I'm not trying to give any spoilers away, but this is a repeating ritual every year, and you will find the clues and a little Easter eggs that'll help you build yourself away and carry on through the story and figure everything out. Now, my only downfall was the blood in the film. It was kind of like Kool-Aid. It literally looked like a big bucket of red water. I could deal with that. They used a lot of it. They had some great kill effects. The story stars, excuse me, the movie itself stars Casey Likes, who does a lot of, I believe, Broadway singing, dancing. He's big time award winner. He stars as Richie. He is the younger brother to the winner of the previous year's hunt, we'll call it. And they say that he can't do it because it wouldn't be fair if he had won if he won this year when his brother won last year. Family can't double dip, get two houses, two Cadillacs, two Corvettes. It's not fair. So they rule him out. Well, damn the man, says Richie. Richie is also the complete opposite of his brother. His brother was a sport, was a jock, and of course the town all loved him because he was the American hero on the field and baseball and whatever the hell else he did. Whereas Richie is, he's a greaser. He's rolled up jeans, the slick back hair, the little jean jacket with his little, gang name on the back of it, with he and a couple other thugs from town that he's friends with. Well, he meets up with actress Emery Lee Crutchfield, who plays his new love, Kelly. Kelly is a, I don't want to say a greaser. She seems to be the only person of color in the entire town, male or female for that matter. Meets her, they have, a little bit of a fling, kind of. They got the feels for each other, no big deal. But she does have a past, supposedly. There are stories that linger about her setting fires to somebody's barn or something of that nature. So she actually is considered kind of, the bad seed, as is Richie. So the two of them obviously meet up. And then the night of the hunt, he actually runs into her in the cornfield, both looking for Sawtooth Jack. They join teams, so on and so forth. So again, it is Halloween night. You are going to see all the boys dressed, different costumes, obviously. Richie and his two or three other buddies in his little gang are all wearing masks, little plastic masks with the little string on the back, and just pull it right over. Well, they reference the Crimson Ghost from The Misfits. If you've seen a commercial and you're like, gosh, where do I know that mask from? That's it. The old horror movie, as well as The Misfits. Along with The Misfits, there is a line that one of his buddies says, quotes some lyrics from Misfit song, The Violent World. Later on, three other teens are, I believe, huffing gas or glue or something like that. And they're talking about music, and they reference the Misfits by bringing up Teenagers from Mars as well. So the movie, I think it was shot beautifully. The overall feel, it's very dark. And by that, I don't mean the lighting. The lighting, I think, was actually perfect. It just, it's kind of, if I use the word hip, is that going to make me too old? Anyhow, it's a cool movie. It really is. There are a couple slow parts, and they do kind of drag for a couple minutes. But it quickly picks back up. The thing that I love, it's not a slasher movie, but it kind of gives you that Halloween feel. But what I love is that when they set these boys out to do the hunt that night, it's total chaos. Total fucking chaos. I mean, the boys actually start turning on each other, and you know, they're again, they're starving. You know, after 3 days, it's like, you know, all right, I could really go for a burger, but I mean, these guys are acting like they haven't eaten in months, in years, and are just crazed. So I think 3 days is a little bit extreme or short for how they were acting, but regardless, Mark Boone actually has a small part in the film, and it shows he is actually defending his storefront. What was it? He had a, I think, a butcher shop, and so obviously it's at night, it's closed, and you see him outside with a shotgun, and sure enough, he shoots and kills one of the kids as they're approaching his store to break in because they're hungry. And then they all beat the shit out of him and kill him. So it's total chaos. And I absolutely love that. I love that. And in any movie, any given horror movie, I don't care if it's a horror or not. If there's total chaos and pandemonium, I'm all for it. And it really, really moved everything right along. And it wasn't to the point where it was so over the top stupid. Because you're trying to keep in mind their mental state, and they're also overly excited about the hunt, the kill. I'm thirsty for blood as well as cheeseburger, like I mentioned, but also the mission they are on to get Sawtooth Jack. This has got to be one of my favorite new films, and there's been a good handful of films out. You know, I just watched and did a small review for Eli Roth's Thanksgiving, a fun movie. I had a good time with it. I do know I talked to a friend of mine who absolutely hates it, thought it was stupid as shit. It's not a great film. Eli Roth brought and presented to us a fun slasher film. What was the other one? Where Evil Lurks, I believe is the name. The Spanish film, another one, chaotic, great movie. So there's been a good stretch of films that have been coming out lately. There's just something about this film, the feel of it to me, and it's Halloween. So any Halloween movie to me, if it's done right, you know, I mean, tons of jack-o'-lanterns all lit up. Again, the lighting in this movie really, really sets a whole tone for me. I don't know why. I can't explain it. Now, I have been in the Midwest on Halloween night, and for the most part, it's a whole hell of a lot colder than they make it out to be. So, but there was corn, so it's fall. I don't know. Whatever. Give the movie a shot. It got like 50-50. IMDb gave it a 5.5 review. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 68. I'm giving it probably closer to, and I never give numerical ratings because I really don't believe in that, but I'm just going to leave it at, I give it a lot more than what it has been given. Is it an Oscar? Is it going to win an Oscar? No. Is it going to be re known as one of the great horror films of all time? Sadly, no. Decent acting, decent storyline. It's got a good wraparound to it, I think. Good kill sequences, good special effects, minus the blood, but I can handle that. I really can. I love the Misfits references. I thought that was really cool. I hope everybody out there honestly gives it a shot if you are a horror fan, especially. You owe it to the industry. Okay. We're getting some movies. Watch it. And thank you, Amazon Prime, for not charging me again just to watch something that's relatively new. I desperately, desperately needed that because I can't afford the movie theater, and I'm not going to sit here and pay stupid rent or buy prices on all these streaming platforms when I'm already paying a 4-year platform. And if it's Amazon, I got to pay for Amazon Prime anyway. So fuck you. Anyhow, that's my short little review. I'm sorry, the movie was directed by David Slade, who brought us Hard Candy, as well as one of my favorite vampire movies, 30 Days of Night. He did one of the Vampire Sparkle Twilight movies. I think it was listed also, but we don't talk about that on this show. Yeah, that's what I got for you folks. Again, it's on Amazon Prime. It is free. So please, if you haven't, check it out. Check it out. Let me know what you think. I'd really, really like to know. If anybody'd like to come on to the show and discuss any horror movies, let me know. I'd be more than happy to have anybody on the show. I'm always up for a good discussion. Stick around afterwards. You'll see, I want to give a little video shout out. You're going to see a little animated drawing of my podcast there that was brought to you by Hell Metal Forge Art. Look them up. They got some great artwork. It does great commissions. Would definitely be something in the line for your heaviest of metals and death metal bands. That's about what I got for you guys. Stay tuned though, because I do got some great shows coming up. Please hit the bottom button somewhere on this channel here. Hit subscribe. Look for me on the Instagram, the Facebook, the TikTok, and Threads, and I don't know, whatever else is out there. We're all on it. So try to share the love, support, share the name. I really appreciate all your help and support. I'll see you guys soon. And you know my closing line. Hope everybody keeps it evil. See y'all. Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to another small edition of the Witching Hour podcast. I'm your host, as always, John Roiland. So, today's big news, it's not so much horror related, but it's related to me. So, whatever. Slayer, Slayer, fucking Slayer. As most of you have heard, Slayer has reunited for at least, let's do it, two shows now. Now, Slayer, formed in 1981, had their last show November 30th of 2019. My God, I can't believe it's actually been that long already, but it definitely doesn't seem like it. I was not at the last show, but I was, fortunate enough to have caught one of the shows on that tour here in Baltimore with a photo press pass, and got some phenomenal pictures and had a great time. So it was, what, 2 days ago that they announced, or maybe even yesterday, I don't recall because fuck it, I'm old, have announced that they are going to be reuniting for two shows, two festivals. First one being at Riot Fest in Chicago. Been around for a couple of years now. I believe was actually first made really, really big and hit the maps when the Misfits had actually done their first full-on reunion. Had only played about, what, three, maybe four shows, and Riot Fest was one of them. After that, after Riot Fest, 5 days later, they will be headlining one night at Louder Than Life in Kentucky. Now, I did a little bit of homework for you guys that are anxious and curious. Riot Fest, which is 3 days in September, ticket prices go anywhere from $200, excuse me, $209 on a basic general admission, And then, of course, nowadays they have all different kinds of packages that you can get of different levels of comfort and so forth, ranging anywhere up to $1,348. Louder Than Life is 4 days, with such nightly headliners as what do we got? Slipknot, Motley Crue, of course, Slayer, and Korn. 4 days there from general admission is 289, I believe it was, with a $57 fee, or 4 days for $1,659.99 and a $200 fee. I'm sure a lot of this is going to change, and it could be, you know what, I don't even know. Anyhow, I'm not making any of that money. I'll be one of the suckers that'll probably be paying for it. Given the opportunity, I've already spoke to my wife, and yes, we are definitely going to try to get out to Chicago, see some family, get a Chicago dog, and of course, an Italian beef while I'm there. My wife has never been able to see Slayer during her years, and I have seen them quite a handful of times, as I mentioned. Sorry, man, they are the goat of heavy metal. I don't care if anybody says Metallica can whatever. Slayer just brings a power. They bring it to you. They're the best metal band that has ever been on stage. I don't care who you put them up against. My personal opinion, obviously. But all this comes at a rather strange time where Kerry King, obviously, former guitarist, lead guitarist for Slayer, has just released his or made public the Kerry King band, which also consists partly of Paul Bastoff, which was a Slummer, the Slummer, previous drummer for Slayer, and then guitarist for Slayer, Gary Holt, going back to his roots with Exodus. Kerry King also making a lot of news lately, talking about previous and original drummer Dave Lombardo, saying how he is dead to me. Okay. And also saying how after the night of their final show, which was in California, that I had mentioned in November 30th of 19, he has not heard one word from bassist and lead singer Tom Araya. Not a text, a phone call, nothing. After that night, it was just done. So here we are, four and a half, well, not quite four and a half, but over 4 years later, not a word. And then within 1 week's time, the four band members have already signed to do not one, but two reunion shows. Now, three of the four members, seemingly very still active, obviously, with their musician careers. Tom, from what I have read and seen online, is very happy and content being being retired, spending a lot of time with his family. Can't question the man. He's been doing this for a long time. Am I pro with their reunion? Fuck yeah. Did I think it was going to happen? Eventually, but not quite this quick. I honestly thought this was going to be turning out to be one of those things where, or like when you first saw Kiss on stage in full gear at the awards many, many years ago, and not that Slayer is going to be on stage with anybody at one of those awards. But I think you kind of get my feeling. I didn't think it would just be something that would just kind of pop up. I thought there'd be kind of more of a surprise build up to it. And like I said, especially after everything that Kerry King has been talking about online, it was kind of a surprise to hear. Nevertheless, the concerts do look great. They have a lot of great people that are coming to them. Will this bring any future music to the band together? Will they be hitting the studios? Who knows? Do I think they are done as a band? No, fuck no. Do I think that they could all work together again? I don't know. Do I think they could actually tour? No. With music and technology nowadays, they don't even have to be in the same room, even be in the same state on the same continent. They can record their tracks, email it, send it off. People can mix it. There's your new album. They never even have to see each other. They just got to get paid for it, and that's it. So anyhow, so that's what I wanted to bring you. Slayer, fucking Slayer, back in the news. One of the most entertaining, brutal shows I've ever been to. The four members, I don't know how they do it. Tom especially, they just kind of they command the respect when they're on stage. It is just die hard. It's like nothing I've ever seen. And you're gonna see a lot of old guys at these shows, and hopefully a lot of the new generation will still follow through with them. But regardless, that's what I got for you today. Be on the lookout for more shows coming up. But until that time, you guys keep it evil. Don't forget to subscribe. Please follow me on Instagram. Definitely on YouTube. Follow me on Facebook. And I'm now on TikTok because I'm trendy. And also, thank you to Hell Metal Forge Art, my new sponsor. Be sure to watch after the video for some of their artwork that I'll be displaying for you. Take care, you guys. Keep it evil.